Good morning, WLLY listeners. Welcome to a brand new year. It's 2024. I'm Brother Amen Dave Moran, and you may remember me from my former program here and from the Harbor Light Holiness program a few years back, and also quite recently from Brother Bruce Hall's and Friends radio program. But the Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. We'll be on the air each Saturday from 10:30 till 11 here on WLLY. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. So here is today's program. Just a note to those on the internet, you can listen to WLLY Radio anywhere by going to WLLYradio.com. That's WLLYradio, all one word, .com, and then follow the instructions. Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave Moran, and we're beginning our program for the day. Last week we had the Cut-Ups on there singing for our music, and I had to cut one song short, and I kind of hated to have to do that, but I did. This week I think I'll have to be music only, and it'll be the Cut-Ups there from last week. I'll play as many songs as I can in the time I have.
There's a book that Mother left me that grows sweeter every day. I have often read the page since my mother passed away. But just a baby boy, I would play a monster me, and she looked just like an angel when she read that book to me. Mother's Bible, oh how I read, with the pages worn and old. Mother's Bible, much more sweeter, worth much more to me than gold. And she told me, and she told me, just before she went to sleep, if I read it and believed it, Jesus did my soul.
Father, I dream, my dear. Save me from the, and that home.
think God must be a cowboy at heart. He made wide open spaces from the start. He made grass and trees and mountains and a horse to be a friend. And friendly, no cowboys more again. And friendly, no cowboys more. While I'm living by her bricks now, there's a body on the hill. My mother prayed her blessings to his dad. She was talking there to Jesus while everything was still. And I heard my mother call my name. Yes, I heard my mother. Yes, I heard my mother call my name and pray. She was anxious for her boy to be just what he ought to be. And she asked the Lord to take him in his care. Just the words I can't remember, but I much gratefully. For I heard my mother call my name and pray. Yes, I heard my
and me on
say that he's done. And he fell as he climbed. Oh, the new journey on, as his work on earth was done. Oh, with the cross on his mind, and me on the run. He said, God is still same sinner. He still makes the blinded eyes to see. He said, God is still the same sinner. If you need proof, just look at me. From a little storefront church, she heard a preacher say, come on inside, God loves you. He still say, sinner today. And she said, God is still saving sinners.
We have only a little bit left here, and this is out of 1 Corinthians, the Epistle of Paul, chapter 3, beginning at the 18th verse. It says, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, which is Peter, by the way, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ, and Christ is God's. Praise the Lord. We have all things through him. This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there. We are having our first revival of the year beginning January 28th through February 2nd, with Brother Ricky Bledsoe. Mark your calendar now and plan to be here with us. I know you'll get a blessing.